Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Nun Vav 56 in Sefer Tehillim. Nun Vav is the first of five kapitlach that start with the word Michtam in its opening pasuk. Kesem is a highly refined type of gold, and a Michtam is a composition that demonstrates extreme refinement. David's neshama underwent this refinement when he suffered the torments of wandering and uncertainty at the hands of Shaul HaMelech. Furthermore, this michtam is played upon a Yonas Elam Rechokim. That's a strange name for a musical instrument. In fact, David plays his life history upon his very soul, his essence. He is the Yonas Elam Rechokim, the mute dove that is far from home. The Jewish people are also compared to a dove. In Shir HaShirim, we are called Yonasi Tamasi by Hashem, the unblemished dove. Einecha Yonim, your eyes are dove-like, says Hashem. It is because we, like David, though we wander, remain loyal to Hashem. David is called the Yonas Elam, the mute dove. He is mute because he has chosen not to speak out, not to question Hashem's ways. But he is also rendered mute by his circumstances. This story, the Achozo So Plishtim Bagas, when David was seized by the Plishtim in the city of Gas, is one of the most familiar and bizarre episodes in David's many narrow escapes. When it became apparent to David that he would not reconcile with Shaul, he ran to Nov, Ir HaKohanim, and there he acquired Goliath's sword from Achimelech, after insinuating that he was on a secret mission from the king. He took the sword of Goliath, which had been hidden there since he had killed Goliath, and ironically runs to a Plishti city, Gas. There he was identified accurately as David. And so he runs from the proverbial frying pan into the fire. When he came to Achish Melech Gas, the servant said to Achish, "Hallo ze David Melech Haaretz." Now, they call him the king, although in fact he wasn't, but they understood that David was very king-like in his victory against the enemies. And they refer to that by saying, "Hallo laze ya'anu bimcholos, lemar hika Sha'ul ba'alafav v'David berivavosav." They even knew the refrain from the song that the girls would sing after Shaul and David returned victorious from a war. And in fact, more victories were attributed to David than to Shaul. When David realized that he had been recognized, he used the ruse of pretending that, in fact, he was a madman. And he began to rave and to drool. And he was able to convince the king that it was impossible, that this raving maniac could possibly be David, and he narrowly escaped. David says, "Chaneni Elokim, chaneni. Hashem, be gracious with me." He needed Hashem's grace to escape from Achish Melech Gas, but also because he was escaping from Shaul. And he realizes that each one is anticipating his downfall and plotting against him. Rabim lochamim li marom. They claim that the very heavens is set against him. But not so, says David. Yom ira, when I am fearful, ani elecha eftach. Then I remember that I must take refuge and have bitachon in you, Hashem. Belokim ahalel dvaro, belokim batachti, lo ira, mayase basarli. If we notice, David calls Hashem by the name Elokim, which signifies the Midas Hadin. But even though David feels the Midas Hadin against him, he still is determined to praise Hashem, Ahalel Dvaro. And he is determined to have deep and abiding bitachon in Hashem, and therefore he does not fear what any human mortal can do for him. I have confidence in you, Hashem. You know what depresses him? Kol hayom devarai ya'atzevu alai, kol machshavosam lara. I am depressed because I obsess over my sorrows, where in the past my mind was engaged in Torah study. But they wait and hope that they can trip me up. Even here in Gass, they were hoping that his ruse would not last long, and the servants of Achish were waiting to pounce upon him and reveal him as David Melech Haaretz. David says, Nodi safarta ata, sima demasi benodecha, halo besifrasecha. What a beautiful pasuk. David says, all of my wanderings and all of my tears are accounted for. In the Gemara Shabbos, Kufei Amud Beis, 105, it says the following, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Kol hamorid ma'os al adam kasher, Kadosh Baruch Hu sofran uminichan beveis ginazav. Shene'amar, Nodi safarta. It says in the Gemara that any person who cries over the demise of an Adam Kasher, a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take those tears and put them in his treasure house and account for each tear. Who is the Adam Kasher that David is crying over? Is it himself? Is he crying over his fate and his suffering? Or could it possibly be his father-in-law, Shaul, that he is crying for, who has been ravaged by that ruach ra'ah? Perhaps David, in feigning mental illness, perhaps David has a new insight into the pain that Shaul experiences, and he cries for him as well. David counts all of David's wanderings and all of ours as well. Through every galus, every land from which we were expelled, every ghetto where we were sealed into, safarta, you counted it. Sima dimasi binodecha, so too, every tear is gathered, no tear is wasted, each one is precious. Those tears will be the dew of resurrection. Pasuk Yud Aleph is a repeat of Pasuk Hei. Belokim ahalel davar, v'Hashem ahalel davar. Yud Beis, belokim batachti. This runs like a refrain, a mantra, through the kapitel. David repeats, rehearses, and proclaims, I will praise Hashem. I believe in Hashem. I take it upon myself to fulfill my vows. Alai Elokim nidarecha, ashalem todos lach. David has that vision. Even while he is suffering, even while he is on the run, he knows that the time will come that he will have the opportunity to repay his vows to Hashem. And once again, walk with Hashem. Halo raglai midechi, lehisalech lefnei Elokim ba'ar hachayim. And once again with you I will walk, not in galus, not in a state of exile and wandering, but rather be'eretz hachayim, in the land of Israel. Thank you for studying together. L'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.